You may have noticed a proliferation of what's called edertainment. You know, you think of Dave and Buster's, and I guess for kids, maybe even Chuck E. Cheese, but one of the early begins of this came with, along about the same time of Dave and Buster's, was Made Event, which grew up right here. Now they're all over the country, and you can go in and you can do laser tag and rock climbing, and you can eat and you can do mini golf, and the place has tripled in just the last few years, and they're about to double again. And to accomplish that, last year they brought in brand new president and CEO Chris Morris, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Yeah, happy to be here.
So it took a while for this whole concept to kind of catch on, I guess. But now it seems like Top Golf, I guess, is sort of like this. And
right.
Punch Bowl Social is a variation on it. Why? Why do you think? What's the attraction?
Consumers are demanding these types of experiences. There's a very strong growing demand for combining dining with entertainment. You know, people want to unplug. They want to get out. They want to connect with other people. They want to create memories. They want to have fun. And so the whole world is really changing. The entire retail restaurant landscape has really shifted just in the last few years and continues to shift.
Yeah, it's interesting to have a place where the whole family can go. I mean, Dave and Buster's was an example of that, where I guess they have little kids and grandparents, and certainly Main Event has become the same thing. What happens when you have children interacting with adults in the same place? Do you have to separate them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your background is a Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
And that was just, you know, the kids just take over the place. But you can't have that in a Main Event, right?
Right, right. Yeah, no, great question. It's something that we deal with all the time. You know, I think there are a couple things at play here. As consumers are becoming more accustomed to combining, having these experiential dining occasions, I think families are far more willing to share space with a bar and family entertainment. And so there's a higher tolerance for that today than maybe just, say, 5 to 10 years ago. So that's number one. But clearly, we at Main Event, you know, our core, our focus is the family occasion. That's our core positioning. We are on, you know, we strive to execute the family occasion better than anyone in the market.
Right.
And so we're never going to really lean into the bar side of the business or the adult crowd in a way that would alienate the family occasion. And so it's a really delicate balance. But the way you do it is, you know, it's the service model. It's the way that we make people feel. It's the type of attractions that we have that surround the adult occasion. And so if you go in a Main Event today, you're going to find a fresh, vibrant, relevant model, and the aesthetics are going to appeal to families. But it will also, it's a place where if you wanted to go and watch the Cowboys play with a couple of buddies, you'd be able to do that. But it's not a place where you're going to go and you're going to, you know, play beer pong or, you know, drink too much.
No, but I mean, rock climbing, that's new. Karaoke,
right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, right.
The addition, it really is intriguing how you can keep adding. So now these are all over the country. They're still, I think they're, what, 18 in Texas, but you've got, over 40 of these, 44, I guess, as of next month, and they're spread all over the country. Do
right.
they look the same all over the country? I mean, do they offer the same things and the same footprint?
So the answer is no. You know, we started here 21 years ago in Dallas. And so Dallas is what we refer to as our legacy market.
Right.
And it's the facilities are bigger and they look different than the vast majority of our system. So the concept has evolved. As we started to grow quickly, we started to evolve the concept. And so you do have a slightly different look and feel across the country. But most of our growth has occurred, as you pointed out, most of our growth has occurred in the last 5 years. And all of that growth has a very similar footprint, very similar layout, and design and aesthetics are comparable across the portfolio.
You know, you came in at an interesting time because this outfit had already tripled fairly rapidly from just a few core locations. And a lot of that, you get growing pains when you do something like that.
Yeah, you sure do.
So I would imagine you've spent your first year sort of doctoring and getting everything smoothed out from growing pain.
I think you did your homework, because that's exactly what we've been doing. So my predecessor, Charlie Keegan, I have a lot of respect for what Charlie did at Main Event. He, you know, put us on the map, and he's the one who had put us in the position where we have over 40 centers in multiple states across the country, and now we're in a position to grow. The one thing that we didn't have time to do, right or wrong, is we didn't have time before, you know, until our new management team arrived. We didn't really take the time to build the foundation for growth going forward. We were so focused on growing the footprint, we didn't have you know, the right systems in place. We didn't have the right standard operating procedures. We didn't have, you know, stability at the executive leadership team level. And so that's what we've been focusing on, is, you know, let's pause for a moment and let's take our time to, you know, put those foundational principles in place. So as we continue to grow and double in the next 5 years and become a billion-dollar company, that we're going to be able to execute at the highest level. Because we know that as we focus on families, those family occasions, it's incredibly important that we execute at a level that the guests can count on us to deliver the type of family experience that they're seeking.
I could see this being an attractive add-on. I could see developers coming to you saying, wouldn't this be a great location for a Main Event?
Happens all the time.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, people like the customer base. We bring 500,000 guests in on an annual basis. So developers.
500,000?
Developers like.
That boggles the mind. I'm sorry.
So developers like our audience. You know, they like our customer base. Yeah. They like being able to leverage families coming in for great experiences. They trust our brand, that they know that we're going to, you know, stay true to our core principles, and they like our finish out. We have a very polished feel. It's something that they're proud of, and that they can build an entire development around Main Event being that entertainment anchor.
So you've got laser tag, which has been around for a while, arcade games, you'd expect that, pool, bowling, but like I say, rock climbing, gravity ropes course, karaoke. Are you testing anything? I mean, do you keep adding activity?
We do. Yes. You know, so as we move forward, we know that it's a competitive category, and we're always going to focus first on the service model and the guest experience. In addition to that, we want to be known as an innovator in this space. And so we're going to lead through innovation. So we're constantly testing new forms of entertainment. We will always have our staples. We'll always have bowling in a Main Event. That's always, we're always going to have arcade games. But going forward, we want to continue to pulse in new forms of entertainment that's consistent with our target audience. So something that will appeal to a wide group, but at the core, something that a family can rally around and connect and have a great time. But, you know, again, just the example I gave you earlier, you know, a couple of guys coming in and watching the Cowboys can also come over and, you know, try out some of these entertainment attractions and still have fun. But at the core, it's always going to be around family. So we have a number of things that we're testing right now. And our goal, I'm not, unfortunately.
Oh.
I'll come back and you know, let you know how they're going.
But your business is interesting. I know it's a competitive industry, but my sense is you guys collectively are making the pie bigger. Is that more and more people are finding they want an entertainment or whatever you call it, you know, type experience, and that's interesting. It's fun to watch you evolve. It'll be fun to watch you double the company in the next few years.
Yeah, thank you.
Get some rest.
Yeah.
Chris Morris is the president and CEO of Main Event Entertainment. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah.
For more of our conversation with Mr. Morris, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.